listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. Experts have ruled out a rate cut ahead of the RBA's announcement tomorrow. Griffith Uni's Professor of Economics, Chris Fleming, reckons it's 50-50 that we'll see a hold or rise in rates. And regardless, it's out of our control at the moment.
There are things that we can't fix domestically that are driving prices up and therefore not letting these interest rates that increases that we've already had have the full impact in terms of lowering inflation. So inflation's proving to be fairly resilient.
Labor Day marches are taking place across the state today to acknowledge the achievements of Queensland workers and the strength of their unions, as well as recognise workers' contributions towards our economy. A march in Cairns will start at Fig Tree Park on the Esplanade at 10 this morning. And FNQ farmers are facing higher rates of agricultural crime. But University of England criminology expert Kyle Mulrooney says it's an issue impacting all of Queensland, adding that crims target farms due to how remote and expansive the properties are and because they house expensive equipment.
So a lot of theft of livestock, a lot of theft of tools, machinery, and that kind, a lot of trespass, illegal hunting and illegal shooting. Those tend to be the primary offences experienced by farmers.
Taking a look at local sport, the Northern Pride utterly dominated Round 8's game in the QRL Host Plus Cup. Our boys walked away with a 56-12 point victory against the Ipswich Jets. It's bumped the Pride into first position on the leaderboard alongside the Bears and the Seagulls with 12 points apiece. Next, the Pride will take on the PNG Hunters in Port Moresby. And in breaking news, the North Queensland Cowboys have signed Braden Burns until 2025, bolstering their outside back lineup. Burns brings 62 NRL games worth of experience to the Cowboys, scoring 16 tries during his career so far with the Rabbitohs and the Bulldogs.